Everybody out there, welcome to I Remember That Shit podcast. I'm your guide down memory lane, Rise Like Phoenix, and with me is, as always, Giant Shock and Mr. Max Barracuda.
Yo, ready to remember.
You guys ready to reminisce?
Take us down memory lane.
All right, here we go. Monster in my pocket.
Remember that shit.
I remember that shit.
Razzles.
I remember that shit.
Fastball, the band.
I remember the way I remember that shit.
Nice. That's what I was going for. When we were a video game podcast.
Oh, I definitely remember that shit.
I don't remember that.
We're still a video game podcast. It's Rise Like Phoenix, and this is the A-Squad. We're going to go right into what we're playing like we always do. So what are you guys playing?
A-Squad. Come out to A-Squad.
Giant Shock has gone banana wacky in the studio. Making these things. I love them all. All right, Max, what are you playing, dude?
Banana wacky. This week, I've been continuing my trek down Resident Evil 6. Finished the Chris Redfield campaign yesterday. And everything I hated last week, I feel a little better about it. Because Turns out I really didn't like Leon's storyline.
Leon!
In true to fashion, Chris Redfield's better, but they don't give you any ammo, and they give you no health.
Who cares? At this point, the way that I saw him growing out from, I guess he must have been working out all that time. He must be like the Incredible Hulk now.
That's the thing, too. Like, in the beginning of the game, he's like alcoholic, post-traumatic stress from the events of the last game.
But
like,
ripped,
but
right?
Jacked these, man. Right. Like, crazy big. I don't know, man. I go on a bender for 3 days. I gain 20 pounds.
I forget what game it was, but I remember, like, the jump. I was like, this guy put some juice in the offseason.
But that's the whole thing, too, is in the game, you're going to run out of a lot of ammo, so you just use your melee moves.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a punch that knocks a guy clear across the board.
You could probably kill a zombie through another zombie.
Well, once you see him in high def, I mean, there's no other way to see Chris Redfield.
Right.
I mean, the old games in PlayStation, they weren't too pixelated, you know?
He was kind of meek by comparison in those games.
I heard the Hulk in the Avengers was based off the Chris Redfield.
Yeah, but they toned him down a little.
Once you smooth out all those boxes from the pixelation, it's all lean muscle.
So you liking it?
I'm digging it. And then I started the other one, Jake Mueller's campaign last night. And
I have no idea who that is.
He's Wesker's son. And that's my favorite so far because he's Wesker's son. He's got superpowers. Like, his melee moves are crazy and super martial artsy.
Now, is he still bent on giving everyone the T-virus like Wesker was?
No, he's more of a mercenary. Like, he doesn't really have any involvement with his father.
No, you didn't.
There's just a really cool scene between him and Chris Redfield, like, in Chris's campaign where he finds out Chris killed his dad and everything. It's better. It's getting there.
Were they friends up till that point?
Or? No, they barely knew. You intersect a few times.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right.
But he's got a whole nemesis thing going on where you're constantly being chased by one big dude. And that I enjoy.
Okay.
It's getting better.
That's cool. Giant, what are you playing?
Well, if you listen to our network, you know that we just switched studios and I moved into, you know, with
3 weeks running.
Yeah.
Was eventually you're not going to be able to use it.
No, but I just moved in with Giants. Oh, man, what the hell is a stupid name?
Just use his
J-Herm.
J-Herm.
Yeah, I'm living with J-Herm and it's just been a Madden fest, realistically. Like, we've been just, like, waking up being like, yo, Madden, let's do it. And it's been just it's been basically like John Madden sitting on our armchair and just throwing his plays out at this point. And
roommates.
I'm the king of the house so far because no one can even get past my strategy of run the football and play like a real team. And they just want to throw the ball deep, get those touchdowns, and it doesn't happen.
Get those flea flickers out.
Yeah, no flea flickers. There's no fucking end arounds. It's hard Smash Mouth football over in this house, and I'm the king of the house so far.
Is everyone pretty good at it over here?
No, they stink. That's really why.
Oh, okay.
That's really why I'm exceptionally good. Like,
you're like a moderate player, but by comparison,
I would say if you put me in the players, I'd be in the 60th percentile. I'd say the 40th percentile, whatever the better one is. Like,
right.
Yeah, and
the 60th percentile. Statistically better than the 40th percentile.
No, but like, you know how like being smart, you better be in the 1 percentile than like.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not in that.
However you take 40. That.
Okay.
However you take it, like, I'm like, you know, I'm probably 40%, the 40%, whatever. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun playing a lot of Madden again, and you know, breaking out the sticks for that. What about you, Raz?
Well, here's the thing: I'm still playing Injustice.
Sure. Well, obviously you. Well,
I'm sure everyone's tired about hearing about it, but you know, we got a little juice in it. I got a downloadable content. Lobo came out this week.
Oh, we did. I didn't pick it up yet.
He majorly uses that shotgun, but
what were the other two characters? You said Lobo, Batwoman, and what?
Batgirl, and
no one else came out. In all actuality, I'm glad you mentioned it. Ed Boon is having a Twitter contest, and you tweet who you want, and Power Girl's number one right now.
So it's not Scorpion.
No,
which I've been hearing so much.
Well, I
about.
Think Scorpion. I think Ed Boon's just interested in throwing that in there anyway.
Of course,
but
why not?
Power Girl's number one.
Power Girl's cool.
Lobo's cool.
She's
kind of
a. I see Brian kind of. Looking curious. Like Power Girl's essentially Supergirl. So you're going to have another superpowered, like a superpowered chick character.
My only problem is, like Superman in the video game, he's not really one of the better characters. He's kind of in the middle somewhere.
I've seen him played good. He's just got too many moves.
I just don't like the angles of a lot of the projectiles he throws and how he attacks you. It's kind of like either down low on mm-hmm. 45 degree angles, mm-hmm. never like right at the person. So it's like I just don't like that particular character so much.
Right.
Well,
well, you're not a Guile player either for the angles.
No, a Guile, again, like, he just was very, very low, 45-degree angle, you know, the Sonic Kick, you know, basically same thing as Superman, except, you know, he's not powered by the fucking sun.
Right.
Well, Lobo's a good character. He's hard to chain with, but what I do like is he's got that Scorpion grab, but he's also got a lower Scorpion grab, so someone can't just hold back on you and not get grabbed. You
right.
never know which one's coming.
I watched his gameplay video. Seemed pretty badass.
He's fun.
I'm just happy he's in a game.
Yeah, the main man needed to be in a game.
He has never been in a game, ever, right?
As a comic book fan, I want to play as
Lobo. You know what's funny? He's one of the better characters that DC put out, and he's never really in anything.
Yeah, they were talking about the movie for a while, but...
Hellboy already took hard. Ron Perlman.
No, like, they were going to get The Rock.
The Rock? Oh, man, that would be awesome.
That's what they were in talks for a while. I think it fell through.
You could have told me any DC character, like Aquaman with The Rock. I'd be like, yeah!
The Rock makes anything better.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Instead of talking about Injustice Forever, which I did, I decided to bring this into a discussion with you guys.
Okay.
A question I wanted to ask, and I know we normally go into the news, so I don't want anyone freaking out and thinking that the news isn't coming and sending us evil emails and rickrolling to Twitter.
Don't want any riots breaking out.
Yeah, we're doing the news. Everybody relax.
Huey Lewis will be really
but
pissed
first,
off.
First, I wanted to ask you guys this question. Do you guys think downloadable content is coming out like 16 times faster than it did 2 years ago?
Is.
Yeah, because you know what? I think game makers are preparing once they initially make the game to what's our DLC schedule?
You got day one DLC then.
That was gonna be my question. Do you guys think that they have stuff ready to go and
before the game's released?
Yeah,
I'd say for like at least a lot of games definitely plan like maybe the first 30 days to throw out something
because Lobo's pretty unique.
Because you know what? It's like when they first.
There's no way they just came up.
Yeah, it's not like they're just. Listening to the fans and go, oh, we got to come up with someone quick. They have that locked and loaded. They probably have all these characters, and then they just snip out two or three.
Do you guys think it makes a difference that there's so many different franchises out there that the gamers are moving on to games faster than ever, too?
Could be, especially now that you have services like Gamefly. Mm-hmm. You have Redbox, things that people could jump from game to game to game for cheap.
Well, there's so many multiplayers. You know,
that,
I
too.
Mean, people aren't...
Well, you
they're
know
trying to hook you with the season passes. Now.
When PS3 and Xbox 360 first came out, their DLCs were almost non-existent. Like it was always dumb stuff you never even cared about, like skins or like you
or
know,
missions that just didn't go anywhere.
Those were always you know, they gave you like for $5, you get like an extra 20 minutes of gameplay. Like those were better than the majority was like icons or like and when the avatars would come out, buy a T-shirt for like you know 30 points.
Have you guys ever done? Do you guys do that?
No.
Dress up your avatars and stuff that actually costs Xbox points?
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of shit.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I never gave a shit.
I got a Phoenix pet that flies around me. All
right, well, that just works for your persona.
Is
that a barracuda? You might do it.
My avatar looks balls on like me, so I was just like, that's good enough, I guess. Like
it does. It's like they made him a custom avatar.
Yeah. Yours is the one that like I'll pop the game on like in front of a girlfriend, and she'll go, oh, Brian.
Yeah, yo, it's got like long brown hair, the sunglasses, khaki pants, and some Adidas with a polo.
Yeah, everyone else is like kind of obscure. Like, I know your brother.
Full Metal always has like the you know the skull.
He's always got some sort of mask.
And Blaze, he's always got something crazy going on, or he's dapper.
Like, I remember when Lou, Praying Won't Help, when I showed my girlfriend that one, she's like, does he have a scar over his eye? I don't remember a scar over his eye.
Like, no.
No, this is Lou trying to look cool.
Anyway, I just wanted to ask that real quick. I just wanted to know
that
totally,
I
wasn't going crazy.
Totally have that stuff queued up.
Definitely.
That's what I think, too. I didn't want to think so sinister of it.
Now a real big release
just good
can't
business.
Be a big release without a for real schedule of when all their DLCs coming out, like Gears of War, Call of Duty, like all like the big shooters, even Injustice. Like first 40 days of the release, there's like we got Lobo and Batgirl coming out.
They probably have it paced out pretty good, too.
Well,
they probably got 3 or 4 DLCs ready and waiting, and they go, okay, every 2 weeks we're going to pop one of these out.
Well, I don't want to say that the wrestling game is like a trendsetter, but even for the last several years, they've always had 3 downloadable contents. One would be the end of the first month, 4 new characters, a couple different outfits for the guys, 2 months later, and then a month after that. And they give you about an extra 12 to 15 characters.
Well, I'll agree, trendsetter, but it's kind of an obnoxious trend, realistically. I mean, I get it. It's good business. It keeps people playing the game. It keeps people downloading and spending money. But it's not. I don't think it's fair to the fans that they have a completed game there and waiting. But you're going to shell it to $60, and then they're going to ask you to shell it a few more to get something that originally they probably had planned in the main game.
Well, when Lobo came out, I ended up just buying the season pass because it was $5 for Lobo. It's $15.
$5 for one guy?
Yeah, but it's $15 for 4 characters. You save $5 and you get some skins or whatever.
Well, you've been logging enough hours in that game that totally worth it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's definitely worth it. For me, at least.
Well, yeah. I mean, after last week, he actually, Ryze actually played with us in a little bit of Injustice, and I played him 2 games and he just beat me. I think I got a round off him.
I was going to hit that up in the news that people who follow the show, just briefly, because if this is your first time listening, you don't care. But people following the show, there's been lines drawn on the show and shit talked. And I was going to let Max report on how that went last week. when
didn't go so well for old Max. I think I was like, I won maybe 2 out of 20 against Ryze. And those were like fluke victories. I won with Ares. I never even play Ares. But you must have just got a character. No, you were Green Arrow.
No, I was Killer Frost.
No, didn't I beat? I beat you with you were Green Arrow, and that was my one moment of gloating before you solidly spanked me down the next round.
Maybe.
I got played the first round. I had a character I didn't like. The second character I had was Doomsday, and I actually like him. And I got slapped, and I was like, "Oh, I'm not gonna bother with it. Like, I gotta go play the game more, get a little better." Because I got absolutely obliterated with
playing Ryze. Is this? You sit down, you're like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna kick some ass." Oh my god, that character does that. Oh my, Solomon Grundy says his whole poem? I had no idea.
Yeah, you actually made Solomon Grundy pretty good. Like, Solomon Grundy, like, look.
Grundy with the best of them. Nobody Grundy's like I do. That's actually one of my main dudes on the online now. But whatever, enough about Injustice. I can't just talk a half an hour about Injustice.
That's you make an podcast. Injustice podcast.
I know.
Yeah, right?
I know. Maybe I'll open up next week with that. Anyway, I guess we'll roll into the news right now. And the news is going to be kind of light, but... Not a lot of news this week. The 22nd is when we're gonna the fit's gonna hit the shan around here with with Xbox coming out with their big announcement. But so I really had to look around for some of these. One of the little tidbits of news is Watch Dogs, which everybody thought was gonna be an exclusive for PS3, came out and said that they're coming out also or PS4 rather. They're coming out for PS3 and Xbox, which everyone has to assume that it's going to come out for the next-gen Xbox, too. So it's not an exclusive.
Very nice. That's cool, because that game looks great. I don't want to...
But that's a blow for PS4.
Probably, but...
You know,
fans for the gamers.
Because everyone buys PS4 is going to want that game.
Yeah, but at the same time, when we were all watching it, the standout game that everyone was excited about was Watch Dogs.
Yeah, I totally thought that was going to be a PlayStation IP.
Yeah, and then now we find out, oh, you know what? Screw it, I can buy it on Xbox. Let's find out what Xbox is cooking up.
But that's one of those games that we had talked about that's like, it is the first real good next generation game but it's also on the other consoles. So it's like, but it, you're not going to see the power of the next generation system. I think, like, it's going to be great.
It looks like a solid game.
No,
it's going to
be
great. You
watch
those trailers?
It's going to be great, but I'm saying there's no point to just have it exclusively for the PlayStation 4 because it was made for all the other systems.
Right, yeah.
Well, they're using a brand new engine, but at the same time, if PS3 right now and Xbox 360 can support it, it's not going to be...
It's not a for real next-gen game because they made it capable to play on the next-gen systems, it's made realistically with the...
It was probably one of those, like, timing issues where it was meant to be this gen. And then they made the announcements, and they had to go and update it for the next gen.
I'm kind of hoping it was made to be next-gen, and they stripped it back, realizing that hopefully. Maybe a lot of people aren't going to buy
it. Yeah, hopefully it went reverse.
That'd be cool.
Well, I think the way gamers are now, I think those new systems are going to go off the shelves like crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. They're not going to be able to make it.
The gaming community is bigger than ever.
I know I'm on the video game podcast, but I like to wait. Just find out what the bugs are.
I see. I think I can't wait. Now that I'm on the video game podcast, I have to buy both systems.
I know.
Right?
That's why I'm like opening day. That's why I'm torn now, because with the Xbox, I had that nice grace period where they were still making Xbox games, and then 360 came out, and I got to sit and still play new games, and then I got one that was, you know, a little bit older.
They're going to broom that shit fast.
And I never got that red ring, but that's what I mean.
You might as well change in while it's still worth some change.
Right. No, it's not worth much right now, even.
Yeah, but still, it's not going to be worth anything.
No, you can at least watch like Netflix and HBO Go on it. Like,
yeah, you might want to transfer it to the old bedroom.
I'm just going to update.
Or transfer it to the bedroom so you can watch some stuff in there.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, I'll probably just give it to the old lady. Let her watch her Netflix shows on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, another story that... this is actually a story that made it to Yahoo and respectable journalism, unlike us, which I thought was cool. I thought this was an interesting story. It didn't just happen this week, but... I just heard about it. Now, have you two ever heard of seeding? Obviously you have.
In what sense?
Well, like music companies put out...
Are you talking like in a torrent
setting? Yeah, on a torrent setting music companies will throw out a song that just came out. They'll put it on iTunes and they'll put a seeded version in the BitTorrent sites.
Yeah, it's like a tracker. Keeps track of how many people are...
Or it'll give you a virus.
Well, that too.
They'll put out a song that'll specifically give a version of the song that'll specifically give you a virus.
I one too many times did that, and it's just.
I remember that.
Yes, I don't go with torrents anymore. I just buy it from iTunes.
Which is what they want to happen.
That's the idea.
I've lost too many computers. I'm done. Pirating.
Lost an Iron Man podcast.
Oh yeah, you lost the Iron Man podcast.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, this developer, Greenheart Games, found a really funny way of seeding some pirate sites.
Okay.
They came out with this game called Game Developer Tycoon. And you guys know what tycoon games, like Roller Coaster Tycoon, for example.
Build Your Own World.
Yeah, they have Zoo Tycoon.
Right, yeah.
Well, they came out with a Game Developer Tycoon where players get to start their own mini development studio and submit titles to the marketplaces. A phony marketplace. It's not like a development suite.
Okay. I'm waiting for the turn on this one.
It sounds cool, and I think that might be what I'm playing next week. I think I'm going to download it, but definitely not off a torrent site.
So what does this have to do with the seeding?
Well, what they did was they seeded it in a different way. The pirates who downloaded it get to play it for maybe 4 hours, totally the same as you would if you would have purchased it.
Yeah.
But after a while, your money starts going down after your hard work. And employees start running in saying, people are pirating your games. You don't know what to do. And the thing that I thought was so funny was that people are hitting the boards at this website for Greenheart Games complaining about it, saying there's too many pirates, not fair. And I have one quoted as saying, I checked the boards and it says, first day and I'm losing money. It's too hard to make money with pirates.
So the pirate kids are complaining about pirating.
They're totally unaware that was only in the seeded version.
That's it.
No, like, self-awareness whatsoever.
Absolutely brilliant.
It's so good. They actually tracked it, Greenheart Games, and the first day, 214 paid versions were out and 3,100 pirated.
Oh my god!
Wow,
yo, it's with that little like pirates are taking all your money. It should have Wayne Knight going
yeah, like Jurassic Park. Yeah. Nice.
Doing the history, you like the history of gaming segment. I find so much shit that developers have put in to kind of call out piracy. This is the best one. This is the best one I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Because, like, in a Pokemon game, they had one where if you're playing the pirated version, mm-hmm. they threaten your life. Like, characters will start threatening your life.
Oh, really?
But that's nothing compared to actually tricking the gamer, tricking the pirate into, outing themselves.
Well, it makes it so you can't win. Exactly. The money eventually goes down to zero and you lose.
But that's what's funny. Now, they're hitting the boards complaining. It's, like, pretty much them going, I stole it.
Right here. Yeah. And they're not going to do anything about it. It's just hopefully these guys get
hopefully a clue.
They look like assholes.
Yeah.
That's all.
But I thought that was great. I mean, to be fair, I don't really believe in pirating games that much. The music, you know, it's not right, but Kanye West's not going broke either.
It's too easy to do the music.
Well, here's the thing with music. You could still, you know, download a song. But then you're probably going to make up for it if they come around your town and you go see them in concert.
These guys
you're
have
pay
concerts
more.
And
tours.
Deals with Pepsi.
Games?
Well, it doesn't matter if the artist makes all their money on their tours. They make almost nothing on their CDs.
Not nowadays.
Or their, I guess
but what I'm saying is they have a way to kind of, you know.
To recoup.
Yeah, exactly.
These game developers don't. And you know what's not fair about it to me? You know, milk is like doubled. Gas is like tripled. I think cigarettes are like 5 times more expensive than 10 years
bucks
ago.
Only in New York, though.
Yeah, but games haven't really went up that much.
They've been 60 bucks.
They've been 50 bucks when the original Nintendo came out, and now they're 65. So basically in almost 30 years, it's gone up 15 bucks.
Yeah. It's really not that bad.
No.
I mean, I remember when comics were like 75 cents, and now they're like 4 bucks.
Yeah, we're... Just so you know, we're not really doing the I Remember That Shit podcast.
Oh, yes.
Yo, I remember that shit.
I was just saying. I'm just saying. It hasn't really gone up, especially these guys. These guys are charging $6.99 for their game. Come on, fellas.
Yeah.
You're pirating $6.99 game? Get out of here.
$6.99. Can't pay for that.
Yeah.
If you could pay for Wendy's, you could pay for that game.
Well, anyway, in light of the news being so light this week, I decided to come up with a new section for the show. It's called A-Squad Confessional. It's where we take turns admitting to things that might surprise you or moments we weren't really... It wasn't really our finest hour in gaming.
All right.
And it might feel good. So, Johnny, you got something for that, right?
That game we played last week, man.
Oh, my God, I love this.
But in the bottom of my heart, it hurts me to tell you. I just had a cheat.
These are my confessions.
Nice, I really liked it. We're gonna take turns.
I'm gonna edit. I'm gonna make that a little louder and then fade it. I totally forgot to do that. All right, but anyway,
that's all right.
You
want to kick this?
Yes.
Get it off your chest.
All right. I've ran up on a down guy in Gears of War that was not my kill, and I killed him to get a specific weapon kill, so I can get my achievement.
Trying to get the achievement. Well done, it brother. Don't worry about it. All right. Here goes. This is gonna feel good. I just don't understand how Pokemon keeps on getting such high ratings. It's not a new story. It's the same story every goddamn time. I don't care if the names of the Pokemon have changed. It's the same story, everyone. Team Rocket, Team Red. I mean, come on. It's the same thing.
Constantly.
Sorry. Max?
All right. I've enjoyed over a dozen Castlevania games, and I still have no idea what's going on or who any of the characters are.
Okay. Yeah,
I've not passed in a FIFA My Player game to score a goal just to boost my own player.
You're a bad person. This podcast is over. All right. This one's going to feel good, too. Although I enjoy the God of War games, Kratos is just not that good a protagonist.
I find people who love Final Fantasy VII pretentious. And I've never given a shit about Aerith's death.
Cold blood.
All right. I've grabbed the sniper rifle in Halo solely because someone else shot it before the match started.
Mm. We've all done that. That's fun. All right. You guys ready for this one?
Yeah, this.
I loves me some Sora. I hates me some Roxas.
That's not a confession.
Please
take
That's
a universal
away.
Truth.
Please. Sora, hold on to your heart. I can't deal with him anymore.
That's a
blonde
one.
Vanilla dude.
Upon reflection, Psycho Mantis is not nearly as creepy as I remember him to be. You go back and you watch those like YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of dumb.
Okay. I can see that.
I've tried to convince my friends to buy a subpar game just so that I could play a subpar game with somebody.
Okay, you...
That explains a lot.
You seriously just took my next one. Check it out.
Same thing?
Yeah. Well, mine has to do with my brother Full Metal Phoenix, and it's for my brother's birthday every year. I buy him whatever multiplayer game I'm playing, even if it's crappy. So that I'll have someone to play with.
I audibly wept during the final scene of the Walking Dead game, probably because I sat on my balls.
All right, this is a big omission, but plasma grenaded my teammate in Halo 4 right before he returned the winning flag because it was funny and I wanted to shine.
Yeah. I might have done it once or twice. All right, here we go. It's been 24 years. All of which I've been gaming in. I still can't beat Ninja Turtles for Nintendo.
It's impossible.
Again, that's not a confession. That's a universal truth.
Okay.
My biggest
hear it.
Greatest confession? GTA. Overrated. There I said it.
Sweet, some hate on that
Bruce
one.
Bruce Barnum is sweeping somewhere.
Yeah.
His favorite.
So I'm glad he's not here today.
Among other reasons. We love you, Bruce. I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right. So, Dan, you have one last one?
Yeah, I got one last one. Right. That's when I was in middle school. I thought Jason Voorhees was going to kill me because I bragged about beating him in Final...
Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th. But I didn't really. It was just big talk. Nobody beat Jason Voorhees after he came back out of the lake.
He was a 8-bit sponge. Just could not kill that motherfucker.
The game was pretty bad, too.
It feels good. Sorry, middle school. That was just big talk. Big talk. All right. So that felt good.
Get off my chest.
Feel lighter.
Yeah, it feels nice. I'm standing taller, even though it was in. So now we're going to go into the quiz time.
Quiz time.
Yeah. Time for a little bit. Quiz, hotshot. Am I the
meanest? Oh, yeah. And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard that the next Bison wannabe is going to feel it.
Quiz time.
All right, we all know the main protagonists of games, the main heroes and everything, but I figured this quiz time I would go into a little love for the sidekicks, you know, the side characters. So we're not
there
gonna
you go, Tails.
Yeah, we're not going to mention a protagonist here. I keep on using the word protagonist because I'm pretentious. No, we're not going to go into the main characters here. These are the game's going to play different. It's going to be only one round. I'm going to name one of the side characters first. I have three side characters each question. If you answer correctly on the first one, you get 3 points. If you answer correctly on the second one, you get 2 points. And obviously on the third one, you get one.
Right.
The difference is you can only lose 1 point by guessing wrong, but you can't guess again.
Oh, so you're out. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So let's see how this goes.
Oh, he smells a beatdown.
Why, you don't have any love for it?
Well, unless you throw out Luigi or Tails, I think I'm pretty fucked.
You're pretty fucked.
These are all
Dumb.
These are all good guy sidekicks?
Yeah, or yeah, bad guy. No, we're just side characters.
Side characters. Side characters in general. Okay.
Dumb.
Number one. Aku Aku.
Aku Aku.
Then Ripper Roo. And finally, Dr. Neo Cortex. Max Barracuda.
All right, that last one was a giveaway. Crash Bandicoot.
Nice. Super nice. So that's
I never played
you.
Those games, so I didn't know who Aku Aku was.
That's a mask.
I know it now. It's that tiki looking thing.
Abundaga.
Abiba. All
right, number two. Cranky. Oh my god, Max Barracuda.
Donkey Kong?
Yeah, we were going to go with Dixie next, and then, of course, our main man, Diddy.
I would have got 1 point.
Oh, you think you would have got it with Diddy?
I would have got it with Diddy.
You would have been like P. Diddy?
I'm coming home.
All right. The next one. Lynn. Julius. And my main dude, Johnny Gat.
Grand Theft Auto?
You're minus one.
That's not.
I'm going to go Saints Row.
Oh, wrong franchise.
Wait, let's find out. Ah, there it is. That's it.
Had to be one of those two with a name like Johnny Gat.
Everyone wants to be Johnny Gat. Number four. Amy. Miles. Max Barracuda.
Sonic the Hedgehog. That was a tricky
who
move.
Who in the balls is Amy or Miles?
Amy's
Rose, his girlfriend.
And Miles.
What about Knuckles, motherfucker?
Miles Prower, a.k.a. Tails. No,
Tails?
His real name's Miles.
Who was your third one on that?
Knuckles.
Knuckles, okay.
Tricky
stuff.
Thanks. Number five. Elena. Sully.
Monsters Incorporated?
I knew you'd say that. I was like, I shouldn't even throw him in because I'm just going to no. And the last one is a bit of a cheat, but Nathan.
I know now.
Right.
Yeah, you don't know that one?
I'm blanking on that.
It's his son.
But that's a main character.
Right. That's why it's a bit of a cheat.
Oh. Then, yeah.
Okay.
Uncharted.
Right.
Monsters Incorporated?
No, it's a little bit of a cheat. I know I said we're not doing it, but
you totally just listed the main character.
I knew you guys didn't play the games. So
like, I raised my hand, I put it back down, and I was like, fuck it, Monsters Incorporated.
I always talk to you guys about these games, and I love them, but I knew you didn't play them.
Well, I was so hesitant.
All right. Anyway, next, number six. Garum. DJ Professor K. Beat. Giant Chuck.
Jet Set Radio.
You got it.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, let's get you a little sound bite.
Sully.
that's for Sully.
Mike Grabowski.
That's for Sully. So, Santa Claus, the Boogeyman, the Great Funkoponymous, Giant Shock.
Toe Jam and Earl?
Yes, you have two. You can't go negative in this game, by the way, because I decided not to go like negative 10.
Yeah.
So he's got two.
Nice.
Okay. Number eight. This one's going to be a difficult one. Samurai Gora. Pico. Captain Falcon.
F-Zero?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
You know what's funny? I pictured Captain Falcon in Smash Brothers.
I know. Yeah, everyone does. That's why I wanted to get that cuss. Because
I was like, F-Zero?
I had trouble. I'm glad you stopped me there because I wanted to tell everyone that I had trouble picking out racers. So I picked out the two ones that I always played the most. Pico being that like dark assassin who like nobody knows.
Yeah, you got to describe them by their whip.
I couldn't.
Technically, yeah. Two Falcon's the main protagonist.
No, there's no main protagonist to F-Zero. They just plucked him out for Smash
Brothers. I always thought he was
like
the main guy. Like in the latter games, all the focus was on...
Well, that's like saying Mario's part of Mario Kart. He's not really the main protagonist.
His name is in the title.
There's no story in F-Zero.
I'm not calling out.
It's Koopa Troopa Kart, yo.
Nobody would have gotten if you said anybody else
other
than Captain Falcon.
Would you consider Sweet Tooth the main character of...
Yeah, I do.
It's Calypso.
Right, I don't know.
I go with the dude who's on the box art every game.
All right, number nine. Bigfoot.
Grand Theft Auto?
No.
I remember that stupid the myth.
Yeah, like three. I know, but that was not.
That was my time to shine. I was just trying to get ahead of Pete.
That's not the fact of the game. It was a good guess. All
right.
Spider-Man. Bob Burnquist.
Oh, I can't answer.
Okay.
A Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Bigfoot was in that shit?
He was one of the characters, yeah. I tried to keep it a little vague.
I knew Spider-Man was in there.
I was going to throw in Darth Maul, but I was like, eh, everyone.
When did
Maul
Spider-Man fight Bigfoot? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Is that Shattered Dimensions?
I knew that would go in. Number 10, final question before the final round.
What's the score? Kai, possibly even
You got two. Max has eight.
No. All right.
Well, the final round is a doozy.
Okay.
All right. Chow Chow. Air Dog. Bill Clinton. John Chow.
NBA Jam?
You got it. Chow Chow was a developer who put himself in the game.
This
and
is turning into the hidden character game.
Air Dog was a little kid.
Oh, wow. I remember
Air
Dog.
Remember,
yeah.
He was the best.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right. So the final round is going to work as following. You're going to bet as many points as you want.
How many I got?
You have three.
I thought I had four. Did I get one? Just... All right.
Yeah, three.
I bet three.
You were at two, and then you answered that
I
one.
Bet three.
Okay. It's going to be a speed round. I'm going to pick a game.
Okay.
And I have a stopwatch in my hand. By stopwatch, I mean stopwatch app. It's 2013. I have a stopwatch in my hand. You're each going to get 4 seconds. It's going to start with Giant Shock. You guys are going to name characters from a game, and you're going to keep on going till one of you wins. The other one is actually going to lose the points that he bets.
One more time here. So we both bet points. You right. Name a game for him.
Well, for example, if Sean. I said Mario, he goes Mario. I press the button. It's going to be 4 seconds. You got to go Luigi. I press the button
again.
Oh,
okay. A back and forth. Okay.
Is it just one game?
Yeah.
All right. I bet three. Whatever.
What do I got? Eight?
Yep.
You bet five.
Five.
Ooh.
No, let's make it interesting. I'll go six. I'll make it interesting.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter because if I win, you lose whatever you lose, and I gain whatever I gain. So you only have to bet like.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So, stick with my original.
Okay. So I got my stopwatch here. And.
Who goes first?
You do.
All right.
Because game? I think Max Barracuda already knows the game because I asked him previously if he had played these games. Every one of them because I wanted to make sure you guys were on fair footing. No, you guys are going to know a fair amount of characters in this game. Anyway, it starts now, Giant Shock. Name as many characters as you can. You, then Max, in the Gears of War franchise. Go.
Marcus.
Dom.
Baird.
Cole.
One, Queen Mira.
Two.
Okay, Anya.
Motherfucker. General. General Ram.
Ty.
Fuck. I lost.
One, two, three.
Dizzy.
Does it get it under the wire?
You want to... Yeah, all right.
Okay. Ty, Dizzy, dun. Just have to go through who we got. Let's go with Carmine.
Carmine B.
Carmine C.
Two can play that.
I'm
sorry.
Paddock.
I'm sorry. I can't.
You didn't give me...
It was 6 seconds.
All right. Whatever.
You boned yourself on the Carmine.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I let you slide that one time. We all know I did.
I had another backed up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did
two,
you?
Actually.
Oh.
Scourge.
Sophia,
I forgot her name. Mm-hmm. And
Grenadier.
And Jack.
I had all of them. I had a bunch. I figured you guys would go for
Jace.
A little while.
What's the Asian dude's name again?
Kim.
Kim. Yeah. I was struggling for that one on that last one.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Max holds his stranglehold on the...
Undefeated.
Yeah. So you got something going for you, unlike Injustice. In which you were defeated aplenty.
Yeah, but even then I managed to eke out one or two.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you can be proud of that.
I am proud of that.
You're a force to be reckoned with, sir.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to go into the debate.
My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
The Great Debate.
We totally have to cut that back.
All
right. That's a nice effort. Anyway, this week's debate is going to be salesman style. Salesman style, it means that it's the moderator has no idea what's going on, and the two different sides are going to try and sell something to him, and the moderator decides, obviously, on the winner on based on which way they would go.
Well, I thought we were debating.
We are.
Oh, all right.
This week, Giant Shock is going to take over selling multiplayer gaming. Or single-player gaming, rather.
Yeah, other way
and,
around.
Well, I'm just so you can... anyway. Max is going to take on selling multiplayer gaming. And the reason I did this is because Max is solely, pretty much, a single-player
single
game.
Single-player.
And Giant Shock's the opposite. He does that. So I knew each one would be able to defend their particular style well. But frankly, I didn't want the catfight that we got last. I also wanted to see... both of them essentially just kind of work outside the box.
Out of our comfort zones.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to flip a virtual coin. And this week...
Is there an app for that, bro?
Yeah, there's an app for everything. Giant Shot?
Heads.
You're going to be going first.
Oh, I don't get to
pick. I gave you heads, if that makes you feel better.
Oh,
but,
All right, so I go first?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's so for multiplayer gaming.
Single player.
Single player.
Single player gaming. Excuses. Let me repeat that word. Excuses. This is what you will hear in multiplayer gaming most. This is what you will learn. I'm lagging. My team sucks. I wasn't even trying. This, though, is not the worst thing about multiplayer gaming. People blasting music into the mic. Little kids screaming. People glitching out of the game just for kicks and shits and giggles, and people yelling racist slurs at you. People threatening you for fights. This is not the worst thing about multiplayer gaming.
Oh my, what is?
All right, was it a? People not passing to you in sports games, and people camping out flags to get their kill to death ratio up, and you going for flags, and you have no backup because. You know, your friends trying to get more, not your friend, your enemies are trying to get more stats than you. But this, nay, is not the worst thing about multiplayer gaming. And I'll tell you what is the worst thing about multiplayer gaming.
Please.
There is no glory in it. Yes.
Uh-oh.
These are little skirmishes that ultimately mean nothing. And all the real glory is in single player. There are tales that are told and songs that are sung about everything that we've done in single player gaming. Max Barracuda, I know that you have defeated the Umbrella Corporation on one first aid kit. I know that there's not a robot that Dr. Robotnik can build that you cannot destroy. I know that you've defended the Apple against the Templar Knights. Rise like Phoenix.
All true.
I know that you become a Pokemaster. I know that you've defeated Sephiroth. And I know that on Gotham City's darkest night, that you were its last protector. Myself, I've defended Jacinto until my last bullet in my Lancer, and I've watched it fall into the abyss with a tear in my eye, only to 2 years later stand beside Marcus Fenix and declare victory for the Cog Army when we defeated Queen Mira, and once and for all. I gotta say, guys, raise your glasses to our legends and our tales, because they will live on forever. Because we will play to the last save point, to the last continue, to the last man. Cheers.
That was kind of beautiful.
It was. It was beautiful.
That was is actually kind of moving. All right. I didn't go so...
Don't be rabbited, bro.
I didn't go so poetic here. Drop the mic, sir. I took your concept literally. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm actually going to sell this.
Okay.
I set up a little performance piece here.
Okay.
Picture me as the employee at your local video game store.
Are you wearing clothes?
If you want.
Sweatpants and t-shirt.
Okay, sweatpants and t-shirt are good.
I'm going to pretend that you are a child in there and his mother coming into the store. I'm going to say, hello there, ma'am, and welcome to the game shop. Is this your son here? Well, it's very nice to meet you, son. You looking for a game? What are you looking for? A game to expand your horizons, make you a better person? Oh, don't worry there, Mom. There's much more to games than just violence and brutality. What I'm offering you is something greater. I'm offering you a social life. Here's what I'm offering. Call of Duty, Halo, Gears of War, any one of these. All these games have immersive multiplayer mode that'll assist your son in team building and cooperation. If little Billy here has trouble making friends, this is the cure. With enough practice, your child can be part of a clan, join fellow players in missions, and we'll teach him to be part of a team, accomplishing goals with other players and learning to develop critical thinking skills that will benefit others, all of which are useful for when your boy joins the workforce as an adult. Why don't you go over there, and my associate will help ring these up for you. You, little Billy, why don't you come with me? You look a little bummed out.
Oh, no, are you going to...
No, now that your mom's over there, let me ask you a question. You got bullies at school? Of course you do. Have you ever want to turn the tables on them? Have you ever want to call someone a fag without getting your ass kicked? Have you ever want to use the craziest racist comments you've ever heard without any consequence? Have you ever wished to shoot a man and then desecrate his corpse by teabagging him repeatedly? That's what I'm offering you. Through multiplayer gaming, you could be a nasty little prick as you want to be without any retaliation. For once in your life, you can be the ignorant asshole bully without worrying about having to directly confront anybody face to face. In fact, the more time you spend getting better at this game merely for the sake of meaningless smack talk, the cooler you are in the online world. If you get your jollies insulting perfect strangers, look no further. Who really gives a shit if the storyline of the game is better than most movies you sit through? You can drop as many N-bombs as you like. And then you can curb stomp a guy from Missouri whose mother you just claimed to have fucked. And it goes beyond that. Have you ever wondered what people from other countries think of Americans? You want to fight the good fight for our great nation? Just pop on a little Call of Duty. You get to spout out every derogatory insult you've ever picked up while you're barely paying attention to history class. You fight in French? Then they're the cheese-eating surrender monkeys you've heard about. Germans? Nazis. All Nazis. Africans? I don't even have to spell that one out for you.
They don't have Xbox, do they?
Tuxedo shoes and sweatpants.
So go forth, young sir, and be an asshole. At best, you can join the MLG, make some money by yelling at people. But then you might actually have to look somebody else in the eye when you're insulting them, so maybe not so much.
He brought back his old debate.
End scene.
You kind of sound like you're being snarky, though. Like you were
super
like, snarky. You're arguing my point, though.
Did you pick up on it? I just hate multiplayer games.
It was two different spectrums. We got this epic speech and this... epic smug satisfactory the shrine to smug self-satisfaction. Honestly, I mean, like, I love this is like my favorite new section, and this was the best debate. Can either of you even claim that one was better than the other? I mean, like,
oh, I agree with Brian wholeheartedly,
right? But I mean, like, they were so epic.
Some work goes into these things, bro.
I can't do this anymore. I don't think I can decide who wins.
We do this for you.
I don't think I can decide who wins. Do you guys want to leave it up to Facebook and Twitter?
Okay.
I can't do it.
No, you're the guy. Just throw a winner
out.
Are
you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. Just fucking throw a winner out.
Oh, my God. I mean, like... I mean, to tell you the truth, if it was what I would go with, as the seller, I would go with Giant Shocks. But that's because Max really got his feel out there for fucking his hatred for multiplayer in such an awesome way.
I'm not trying to like argue my side, but I should only win for some fact that he didn't argue about the multiplayer in the slightest.
Full disclosure, I expected to lose this because I got too carried away writing this thing that it's like, oh, this sounds bad.
Like, if you want to clear out both the winner for single player, like...
Yeah. Yeah, you got... Yeah. I mean, Giant Chicago wins the debate. I'm sorry, but...
That's all right.
But, I mean, you win the moral victory.
Yo, man. I don't even really like single player. I'm all about the multiplayer.
I wrote this thing...
I know that.
I wrote this thing out the other night, went to bed, looked at it this morning, and went, oh, boy. I'm just bitter here.
You know, quick story, I heard about a college student who once had to write a paper on what courage is. It was supposed to be a 10-page paper. The teacher opens up the file, and it says, this is by whatever. And that's what you just did, my friend. You just, that was balls. That was...
I respect it. That was your best speech by far.
You just threw it out.
Well, I really... This is less debates than more like speeches at this point.
Which? All right, so maybe we'll keep your little thing there.
I'll cut it down.
Cut it down by
or make one it speech.
10 seconds?
Or make
seconds?
It like 3 times longer. Anyway, all right, so right after the debate, we go into history. Max covers history.
Let's hear my theme.
That's what I was trying to get to.
History of gaming.
All right, well, we never decided on a game last week, so I just went ahead and wrote a bunch, and we discussed it before the show, and we've decided to go with Metroid.
I wanted to go with Sonic, by the way.
Well, I have Sonic. I can.
No. Metroid was the general consensus.
Okay. If anybody wants to hear some trivia, they can tweet me directly, at PIB Comics. Again, PIB as in Paint It Black. And, tell me what game you want me to talk about, because I just pick whatever the hell's in my head. At that
and we'll throw you
moment.
Some naked pics.
I'll throw you a dick
pic. By the way. Yeah.
It's a good-looking dick.
Yep.
Yeah.
With a Sonic quote. We'll paint it blue.
I'll draw Sonic on the head. All right, so Metroid.
But we don't have to, guys, so we still hit it up for some Sonic.
All right. Metroid premiered in Japan August 1986, came to America that following January, first game of its type to ever feature non-linear gameplay. In other words, you know, a fully explorable environment.
Mm-hmm.
The way it actually came about was they were building the sprites, and Samus was moving a little too slow, so they sped it up. And then it was a little too hard to nail all the big moves and maneuver, so they expanded the environment, which naturally led to the progression of these large labyrinths.
Yeah, they were like, why don't we keep going?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Game's original title was Space Hunter. Eventually, it's actually still in the instruction booklet. It's still referred to as Space Hunter, the original Metroid. Now they change it to Metroid, which was a combination of the word Metro, as in a subway station, and Android, which Samus resembles a robot. So that's the origin of the name. Most Metroid stuff is actually based off of the Alien movie series.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Both have a female protagonist. In Alien, the Nostromo's computer is referred to as Mother. In Metroid, the villain is Mother Brain. Both the Xenomorphs and Metroids both have various stages of development, and their earliest stages, being the classic Metroid or the Facehugger, both cling to a victim's face and, like, well, do different things, but still, that's how they evolve. And in Metroid, the villain is Ridley. Who is
Ripley?
Ridley, but named after the director of the Alien franchise,
Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott. So,
quick question, and I used to hate it when people used to do this when I was doing a presentation in high school. As you know, since we went to high school together,
not really a presentation.
Was Metroid intended to be a female at first?
That's actually my next fact.
Thank you.
Samus's gender was not decided on until partway through the game development. About halfway. When one of the programmers is actually quoted saying, hey, wouldn't it be kind of cool if it turned out that the person in the suit was a woman? And they just ran with it.
Okay.
It was ambiguous at first.
I knew you'd have the answer because you do things so thoroughly.
Yeah, I like to write things down.
Mm-hmm.
Samus's name is
He's writing things down as he's talking.
Yeah, I just keep thinking of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Samus's name is... Well, first, Samus is a female play off of the original character's name, Seamus, when it was a male.
It's gonna be an Irish astronaut?
Irish male, and Seamus. Now it's Samus. And the last name, Aran, is an homage to soccer.
Now, did they change that because the red hair on red outfit was too, like, not like non decipherable.
Yeah, no, I totally don't think
that. It looked like Finley from wrestling. Yeah. But the last name is actually taken from Pele, whose real name is Edison Arantes do, and I'm going to mess this up, Nascimento.
You mean Pele's name isn't Pele?
It's not Pele.
Oh, he's Brazilian.
That's right. Boom. Sports facts.
Oh, my God.
So they took the Arantes and they made it Samus Aran as a kind of homage to the famous soccer player. The Morph Ball, one of the most famous portions of the game.
Oh, that was one of the coolest things about that game.
Well, I got the origin of it. Originally, you know, you had those little passages. Samus was going to crawl through them. But the limitations of the NES couldn't allow for fluid crawling animations. Yeah. So they settled on the Morph Ball as an easy way out. It's actually just a simpler animation.
The beach ball of death, basically.
Yeah, it's still no answers on how she squeezes into that little thing. It's kind of disturbing when you think about it.
Well, it's kind of like that character in Hook. He just, you know, he rolled into a little ball and
yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but he was a big ball. Yes, that kid.
Butterball.
Samus's appearance. We first got a good look at her in Super Metroid. Turns out they just copied Kim Basinger. That's her face. Now a little difference between Japanese and American games and prudish America. While we're talking about Super Metroid, in Japan, when Samus dies, remember her suit bursts off and a big bolt of light? Originally, she was naked under the armor in Japan.
I mean, like, how cool could that be in, like, 8-bit?
16-bit, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but at the same time, I remember it being, like, epic that you found out that it was Samus.
That it was a chick. And they even had different
endings. She died like the guy from Ghouls and Ghosts? Like,
No.
Mega Man?
That was a gradual disrobing. This was more of...
Mega Man.
Only the armor blasts off of you.
Because I haven't played that original one in a long time. I played the Super Nintendo version like not that long ago.
I'm actually talking SNES.
But I remember it being...
This is Super Metroid.
I remember it being epic when you beat it fast enough.
When you beat it fast enough, you were gifted with different images of Samus in various outfits.
Mm-hmm. I remember
the
that.
The speedy and most efficient victory, she'd be in a bikini, where the kind of the low-level one was just her in her armor, maybe without the helmet.
Okay.
But this goes further with the naked thing. Because also in the Japanese version, she actually spoke when she died.
Oh, really?
She would let out a yell or something. But they said that the voice was too sexual sounding.
Those Japanese with their sexual sounding voices is a big turnoff to me. It sounds like they're getting like raped or beat. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all horrible like rapey noises.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the cat was out of the bag at that point. In America, you know, they kept it a secret.
No, we're later on, dude. You gotta stop walking out of the room during my segment. You're missing the shit.
I have to pee.
I know you do. But yeah, too sexual. I think this is a sexist thing that if you hear a woman's voice that you're instantly like, I want to fuck that.
No, not that woman's voice. So the Japanese deal, like...
I haven't actually heard the soundbite, so I can't really speak to it.
The specific soundbite I've not heard, no.
No, but I imagine it's something like when a tentacle a tentacle is like racing towards a naked chick with blue hair kind of thing. Probably has cat ears for some reason.
Tail.
Last little fact here before I do some other stuff was... no Metroid game for the N64, ever.
None of the Primes were on that?
None of the Primes.
That was all GameCube?
The developers were so afraid that they had cracked the code for Super Metroid that they were terrified to move forward on another game.
You mean like it was too awesome?
It was too good. They felt it was perfect. And it took them 8 years before they sucked it up and made Metroid Prime for the GameCube.
Maybe that was a really good one.
Maybe that's what happened to Kingdom Hearts.
Maybe. Maybe they thought Kingdom Hearts... No, because then they wouldn't churn out all those shitty handheld ones.
You think Disney's not trying to throw out merchandise? Come on.
Yeah. But also, Metroid Prime and Metroid Fusion came out at about the same time. So you did get a handheld game for Metroid. It just took you close to a decade to actually see it.
The one on DS?
Because Metroid came out, what, like 93, 94?
Super Metroid, yeah.
And then the other Prime came out, what, 2002?
Early 2000s.
Yeah.
I can only kind of place it because I know who I was dating at the time when I went to buy it.
Okay.
Let's see.
Let's not get you into trouble.
There's no trouble.
No crossovers. No trouble.
A couple different facts about Samus and other games. The developers of Marvel Ultimate Alliance actually programmed two hidden characters, Samus and Link, to be unlockable characters in the game. Sadly, when they demoed it for the Nintendo executives, they demoed it on the PlayStation 2 version. And Nintendo became so incensed that they actually forced him to remove the two characters from the game.
That really? Sucks. That's a Nintendo property, though.
What?
They didn't want they Marvel didn't want and it. Capcom having...
No, they didn't want them Nintendo, having it on the right. PlayStation.
Oh, right. All, right, all right.
That's what it was.
All right, I got you.
They got so pissed off that they previewed the on PS2 that they lost their shit, had them take it out. I saw screenshots. I saw footage of it. It would have been really badass to have those two characters.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it would have been great.
Link and Samus seem to be linked, though, because they've made their way into other games as well. For example, Super Mario RPG. Both the characters are in the game, at kind of hidden at one point. They're both in their houses, sleeping. And when you approach them as Mario and you approach Samus, she says, "I'm resting up for Mother Brain." And when you speak to Link, it just plays the puzzle-solving sound.
I don't remember either of those.
They're both in there. They're just a little hidden. And the last fact I have here is the most recent crossover of Metroid, but I doubt it's sanctioned by Nintendo in any way. In StarCraft II, if you're in the lab area of the ship, I don't know if you guys ever played StarCraft II, but you have the whole ship to kind of go to different places.
I haven't.
There's a lab portion where you're kind of rebuilding Zerg and shit. There's a series of test tubes that if you go
are
up...
Are they Metroids?
If you go up and zoom in, there are tiny Metroids in
that's
there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So, little Easter egg.
That's nice.
And that's a... my Metroid trivia.
Okay, you always do go so good on it, and you do so good by yourself that it always gives me a chance to go pee.
So, yo, throw out the next week's one, because you have two ready on well, the, what in would the you, chamber.
Let me ask you guys, and I'm going to write more this week, because it's kind of become a hobby.
Thing.
It's become a thing. I have Pokemon queued up, and I have Sonic queued up.
Yo.
Well, you know my vote.
Pokemon.
So we're split.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're Sonic? All right, Sonic.
Dan wants Sonic. Again,
I want to know why he's blue, damn it.
That's the best difference of color between the...
You want a little preview of that? I know
give
that...
Give me a little taste.
It's the same color as the Sega logo. It's all branding.
Sega!
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Sonic
God.
Was originally brown. And then they...
Which would have made sense.
Then there was a... Well, I don't want to get too ahead of it.
No, don't. Or hit him up on the Twitter.
Listen next week for that.
That's, again, at PIB Comics on Twitter. Hit me up. Let me know if you want to hear about a different game than what I got queued up. And I will gladly oblige.
True.
Or some naked pics.
Or some dick pics.
Okay.
You go so, back and forth, a little back and forth. You know.
So the history is always great. Mm-hmm. I always love it, and I always love listening back to it.
I'm sorry I called you out.
Right, since I don't actually hear it because I'm always going to the bathroom.
You were throwing out non sequiturs. I feel like it had to be mentioned.
Anyway, we're going to go into our section, my favorite section, probably, Fantasy Glitch.
Glitch!
Fantasy Glitch is a section where we come up with something that's probably not going to happen, but we would like to see happen. Max, why don't you start off?
All right. Well, I've been...
I can't get enough of your voice.
This actually could happen, but have you guys seen the Google glasses?
Yeah.
The Google glasses?
Google.
Google.
No.
They're pretty much glasses with apps.
Fucking no way, really?
Seriously. Yeah. One of the things that's exciting.
Are you Stephen Hawking them around? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Like, Stephen Hawking controls that computer.
I paraplegic the eyewear.
I don't know what the full capacity is going to be. What I do know is they've introduced several things with augmented reality, which means it inserts games into what you're looking at. So you could have characters like the one I saw was like a droid game where you have the little droid icon dude, mascot, bouncing off the walls and you have to shoot at him. So you do the little pew pew and they...
Pew pew.
Oh, okay.
So my fantasy glitch was I want a marriage of this and the old school like laser tag joints that we used to go to.
Oh.
So I would love that. I would be there every Friday.
But let me ask you this. If you did have a laser tag app for your Google glasses, could Giant Shock cheat like he used to and lay on his chest so no one could shoot him in the
That's a complete falseness. That was a definite rise thing.
Could that happen?
Conceivably, well, not really, because they're glasses.
Could you, as a real player, climb a tree, take the initiative to hide yourself, and have some a-hole lay on his chest?
Whoa.
No. First of all, I was a treetop sniper, and you were the the chest now, cover.
I think
you were the dirt napper.
I think you guys are missing what I'm going for here.
Okay, all right.
I'm picturing you got these glasses on with the augmented reality. You're running through a place filled with black lights and 90s music because that's how I remember this.
Wait, you're literally running, though?
Yeah.
That just sounds bad news. Like, you're running.
Oh, well, he's talking about a regular laser tag.
Like a laser tag.
No, but you're saying the glasses have a picture in front of you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to like
No. The glasses see what you see, but it changes things. That's what augmented reality is. It's changing what you're looking at.
Oh, I thought you were like running around the VR mask on. Like,
basically what I'm saying is if I could run through a laser tag game with another team, but the other team looked like Locusts, that would make my fucking day.
Like Land Walkers.
Or if they had, you know, other obstacles that are shooting at you, like robots flying through the air, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of cool shit you could do with that.
Well, at that point, I would just find people on drugs and give them those glasses.
I'm sure that'll be a thing.
They're like, Locusts. Everywhere. Yeah, that would be cool, man, if we could bring a laser tag a bit. Any marriage of physical and video
games. That's
game
what I'm saying.
Really,
a marriage of real life and video games, something that I could still play and enjoy, get a little exercise doing.
It's going to happen way beyond the Wii. I mean.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why this augmented reality is so cool to me.
Yeah. Yeah, your fantasy glitch last week was about that.
That was virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell where my head's at.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I mean, the Google Glasses are definitely something I'm going to look into.
Definitely look into them. They're cool.
Yeah. All right, so Giant.
All right, Bill Gates. You own Windows, right? So, like, the new Xbox, I want it to be more like a PC more than a video game system. I want to be able to browse on the internet and then minimize the screen and go right back to my paused game I'm playing. You know, like, I kind of want like that, like PC system.
You want multi-running applications.
Yeah, because you can't browse, and you can't really even browse the internet so much on the Xbox. It's like, even on the PS3, it's slow. It's not happening, right? Give me, not that I want a million updates, you give me a million updates anyway. I want updates where, like, you know, my Flash players update, and I can realistically browse the internet, minimize it, bring up my, you know, I'm playing a little Gears of War, play that for a bit, and then minimize that, maybe go to my media player. Like, I want it to be like a basic PC.
Shut down everything.
At that point, I would like a update, even if I don't click yes, please update. Just like, look, I like Flash Player, update it whenever it needs to be.
Well, that would be an option, like on a PC, where you just click always update.
But you might get your wish come the 22nd. I mean,
they're talking big things.
I'm hearing the national cable provider might become a reality.
That would be awesome.
That sounds cool. I'm all for it.
But that would also, I mean, I think that would be another game changer if your Xbox worked as basically a tower. It wasn't just a, you know, it's not a laptop, obviously, but it's a tower. It's your computer, mm-hmm. and not your video game system. It's your cable provider. It's your fucking, it's everything.
I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, because obviously in later shows after the show, May 22nd, when Xbox comes out with it, we'll know more. But from what I'm hearing, Xbox is trying to become a little more family orientated, to the point where they're trying to take over the TV, and PlayStation is actually going more towards the gaming system. So they're both trying to go in different directions.
Right.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what Xbox has to say.
Xbox, if you're going to do this, don't fuck around with that red ring bullshit, because I don't want to lose my cable, my computer,
my gaming system. Top dog, Xbox. You got to come out with something shiny.
Well, don't we already know that the PS3 has a laptop mouse device in the middle of the console?
Yeah,
so right there, PS3 already has the stepping stone to the Windows system, where you could use the Windows system and be like, minimize, you know, fucking restore, all that shit right there.
Well,
Xbox controller should have the same thing like that on the controller.
Or just a Bluetooth add-on.
The rumor is that the Xbox, the new Kinect, is going to be a lot more voice sensitive. They really want to in-tune to you. So
it's also
going to
be...
Bring that up.
Completely terrible, like the last Kinect.
The problem with the Kinects was whenever there was a loud movie, you couldn't hear me to tell it pause. I had to like scream at it.
Pause!
Xbox! Do I say? So, I'll be very interested. Very, very interested May 22nd.
I'm sure we'll talk about it at great length.
All right, Rise.
All right. My fantasy glitch is something that we've encountered before, but I haven't seen it for a very, very, very long time. It's a game in which the different boards are randomly generated. They did it in Toe Jam and Earl, and respectively, Toe Jam and Earl 2, Panico and Funkatron. it changes the way you play a game, because I would like to see maybe a shooter do it so that all gamers could talk about it. Like, maybe there's a supermarket board, and let's say there's a board that happens at a dump. And maybe Giant Shock might have got the dump board early on. Maybe it might have been his second level, and he goes, man, that shit was hard. I had to do it with only a pistol. And maybe Max goes, well, I got it at 20. I had the machine gun by then. It wasn't really that bad. You know, it sucked, that supermarket board. I only had a toothpick and a prayer.
What I'm getting from you is that it randomly generates the board before you start, so no one knows where to go every time.
Well, you level up, just like in Toe Jam and Earl. You would have the jars, or you would have your presents, but as soon as you went up to the next level, and by level I mean, you know, obviously a different section of the game, you would have a certain amount of weapons to your your disposal, just like in Toe Jam.
So you're saying your gameplay dictates what weapons you have?
No. You might not have known it, but Toe Jam and Earl did not have a set. This is level 2. This is level 3. This is level 4. Every time you played it, it was different.
Planets and shit. And different
it was
worlds.
Different. Yeah. It was different every time you went. And that was the beauty of it. And I would like to see that, because it would, for some, I just think it would skyrocket replay value, first off. And it would just be a unique experience where everyone could talk about it. I think it would create a great community.
I'm trying to think what games have done similar things in recent history.
To tell you the truth, I got Toe Jam and Earl. I was going to put them on the quiz, and then I didn't. I did.
You did.
I did.
The closest thing I could come up with is, in the last years, your respawns are kind of random up which set of enemies you're going to face.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, take it a step further.
Yeah, okay. I just would really like it, you know, because I think if you replayed the game and you were like, you know, you had a hard time and you had, like, maybe you worked up to, like, a sniper rifle machine gun combo on a board, and then you replay it and it's your second board, so you really only have a knife. You're like, how am I going to do this?
Right, yeah.
You know?
That sounds fun. Just community aside,
mm-hmm.
Sounds like a fun game.
It just sounds fun, right?
Yeah, the replay value.
Yeah. Yeah, you're tons of replay value.
Never going to have the same experience.
Probably infinite.
I thought that was one of the better things that the new Gears did. They didn't add so much to the story, but the gameplay itself, if you died, it wasn't like, okay, we got this now. We're going to do this, and this.
You had to adjust your strategy
every round. You had to
every
change.
Time.
Yeah.
Well, this would kind of take it to the next level. You would have to choose weapons. You could even take it further and have you get different weapons.
Yeah,
because
hell yeah.
Of it.
Totally.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just kind of interested in that.
That sounds fun, man.
I believe, like, the original Diablo had randomly generated dungeons. So I think that much is...
I think they did, but I think once you got in that dungeon, you kind of knew the deal.
You knew the deal, because it wasn't the most advanced game. So I'm thinking now it's what? That game came out, like, 95?
Yeah, it's, like, 17
years old. And the last one was supposedly terrible, so...
It wasn't any good?
Well, it had some glitchiness to it.
And that was a base PC game, too?
It was, yeah, but there's a whole thing with their auction house that all right. just... spoiled people.
Forget Diablo, it's gone. Anyway, this is Ace Squad coming out the closet.
Hot stuff coming through.
Dad, why did you bring me to a gay steel mill?
I don't know.
Coming out of the closet.
Coming out of the closet is a section in which we
drop iPads.
We drop iPads all over the table and make noises. Then we reach deep into our closet and pull out an old school game that we all enjoyed. So, Max, what do you got?
Okay, well, as usual, I tried to find a theme for what I'm picking. And since it was just Mother's Day, I did a little quick search on, like, what games had good moms? Turns out none of them. None of them had good moms. But one name stuck out to me. I don't know if you guys remember this game, The Adventures of Willy Beamish.
Actually, it's a Sega CD game, right?
Became a Sega CD game. I originally played it on the PC.
He's like a bad kid?
Not a bad kid. He's just a shitty little kid. He's a little... All kids are shitty.
Yeah, that's pretty much a bad kid.
Yeah, but all kids to me are shitty. No offense to yours.
He's like Dennis the Menace. He got the fucking...
He was a little Dennis the Menace.
All right.
And it was a point-and-click type adventure game where you
had to
solve different puzzles and stuff.
You're talking Sega CD, you're talking Giant Shock.
It was ported to Sega CD in 93. So even though it did get a kind of shitty rating by comparison of the PC game. But yeah, you controlled this like 10-year-old kid, and his whole ambition was to be the national Nintari champion. It was really clever.
Nintari.
Yeah.
Nintari.
Don't even have to explain that one. But the reason I found it was that the kid's mom was the shittiest mom I can remember in a video game. Like, there's a point where you pretty much cut off your finger chopping something.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that. Holy
shit. And you're spouting blood, and your mom's like, where am I? I'm going to get my nails done now.
Really?
Yeah. I forget what you did, but I literally remember you chopping your pinky.
Yeah.
You know, that sounds like my
it's
mom.
Squirting blood, and you're just like, your mom's like, nah, fuck it.
Yeah. There's a point where her husband loses her job, and she's more upset that, like, how am I going to pay for my facials and nail wraps?
Okay.
Fun game, if I remember correctly. Probably doesn't hold up now. Just looking at screen caps was kind of sad, actually.
But it just kind of makes you smile when you think about it.
Oh, it's I remember sitting there with my neighbor playing it for hours on end. Okay. We can never get past the point with the sexy nurse and your babysitter turns into a bat.
I have no idea.
To a motherfucking bat!
That pretty much sums up what you're dealing with.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. Giant, what do you got?
All right. This might have been one of the kings of the local video store weekend video game disappointment.
That's me. Lay it on me.
The game's called Renegade. It's an SNES game. That it was like kind of like a Double Dragon ripoff, where it was a side scroller where you didn't have two players. It was one player, and he's dressed all in brown because they always did one sprite. And the bad guys look just like you, except they carried a billy club, and they were white and blue, and you were just brown.
Okay.
And the box art was really captured you. And this is like, if you're old enough to remember, where you go to your local video store and rent a game based upon the box art. Had real life box art, a guy kicking a motherfucker in a subway canal as a train comes through.
Roz, I got it here if you want to see the box art.
Yeah, I do.
Because I would buy this game today.
Played. Yeah.
It's a dude who looks like what can best be described as a leather daddy.
Yeah.
Delivering a fierce kick to what can only be described as a buff Fu Manchu directly in the throat.
And you would appreciate the Fu Manchu.
With a hooker with a mace.
If there was any. There was no other sprites but the one guy and his villain. And then the one, and then the opposite of him, which was like the white and blue.
So the box art straight up lied.
Absolutely lied. It was very clunky controls. When you jumped, like you basically were floating on air because it took like a 3-second jump. You're like, boom. You know, it didn't,
got screenshots here. It looks like a dollar store version of Double Dragon.
It's just a cheap Double Dragon. And I remember playing through this, and the first board was a subway, right? And you fought through subway.
It looks like you're fighting Zoidberg.
it's terrible. The graphics are terrible.
Oh, there's the subway now. There it is.
The fighting was very tedious because it took forever to kill a guy, right? And then eventually when you made it to the end of the subway, which is on my Saturday, beyond Friday at this point, made it to the end of that first level, and you had to choose one door or the next. And that was like one of the cooler parts because that games at that point in 1987 didn't give you a choice.
Not
a
lot of
options,
yeah.
Right? So it was like door left, door right. If you chose the wrong door, it brought you back to the beginning of the level.
Oh, my God.
And that was the official end of my weekend because I was just like, are you fucking for real? It's I'm back at the beginning of the subway I just started at. And it was one of the more – it was like you have to be at least like 27, 20, maybe 26 years old to remember
your
video store and the box art.
Just for everyone's peace of mind out there, was for arcade, NES, DOS, Commodore 64.
DOS. It's for DOS, so you know
Sega,
it's
DOS. Yeah, Sega Master System came out in 86.
Yeah, wow. And it's one of those games that ruined your weekend. Because if you're of a certain age, you remember the time when your parents on a Friday night would take you to the video store, you'd rent a movie and a video game.
For $2.
And the movie at least had in the back a description of what the movie was about.
I remember that shit.
Yeah.
But the video games just was like, this is amazing. Look at the pictures in the front. Don't you want to play? And you're like, yeah, of course. Pre-internet, you could have no ratings. It's just you pop the game in your NES, and you're like, this wasted my weekend. Yeah. It sucked. No good. I can't wait to return it. And you're like, Mom, can we get another game? No, that cost $3, and that 1980-something, that was a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's like, no. You have to play the whole weekend. So I reluctantly played that for one whole weekend in 1988.
Oof. That's awful.
Yes.
It wasn't even a new game anymore at that point.
Mm.
Poor 6-year-old Brian sitting there like, oh.
Well, I mean, back in the day, you didn't know about newer or old games. You just saw a game you hadn't seen. Yeah, exactly. You were like, yeah.
There was no internet for looking at it.
Like, you guys got some sweet new games in. I remember that. This week, I'm going to go with the two baddest mother effers ever to wear black wife beaters.
Two bad dudes?
Bad dudes.
Bad dudes.
Everybody loved bad dudes.
Ninjas. Ninjas.
I told you.
Epic storyline.
It's got my favorite quote in it.
Epic storyline.
Ever. The president has been kidnapped by ninjas. Are you bad enough a dude to save him?
Fuck yeah, I got my black tank top.
Everybody thought they were bad enough dudes to do it. Got those nunchucks?
I actually really liked the gameplay of that game. I thought it was kind of fun.
I loved the shit out of it.
With the lane, with the levels, different levels you could fight on. Like it was like a side scroll that went up and down.
Bad Dudes was a side scroller that he's right. You could go up or down, and there was a lot of fight from 8-bit truck to 8-bit truck. Remember that was
the
convoy?
Second level was the truck level where you basically. It came right before Matrix 2 where Morpheus and Keanu Reeves and all the motherfuckers were fighting on those trucks.
Yeah.
It was basically that scene. But
they got it
bits.
From Bad Dudes, yeah. Obviously.
When I was a kid, my parents would take me camping at this place in Connecticut and had a lodge that had 3 arcade games in it, and we spent a fortune in quarters on Bad Dudes. Me and my cousins all day.
It was great.
We're supposed to be camping. We're supposed to be out in the wilderness. We were playing Bad Dudes.
Leave me alone, Mom. I'm a bad dude.
I'm one of the two bad dudes.
It was just such an epic 90s game.
Do you remember the ending?
90s. That's 80s.
No, 90s.
That's 80s, dude.
I remember being a bad dude in the 90s. I don't remember considering myself a bad
dude.
That
game. Hang on. I can pull that game up. Could probably. I'm going to say 88. At least 88.
92.
But they don't have a.
It's an NES game.
88 to 92. Let's see.
92.
And the winner is.
Is it 90?
Wait, we need to give the listeners time to guess. The winner is Brian with
1988.
1988.
What was
the year
1988?
88.
Ah. I had a
feeling
it was an NES
game, bro. 92. You had Super Mario at that point.
Yeah. Right. The ending to this game, by the way, was the president who looked oddly like Ronald Reagan with a flat top. Going, hey, dudes, thanks for rescuing me. Let's go for a burger. Ha, ha, ha.
So we don't, horrible We shit. Don't get our burger? Like, is that a joke?
That was Sweet. It. You get a burger for fighting through and saving the president. He takes you to Mickey D's.
You should, nice. You should hit him up with a fucking heel in the jaw. Like, bah.
I didn't really remember
We're two
that.
Bad dudes.
We don't need hamburgers.
Actually, I'm looking at the art. It actually looks a little more Mitt Romney now that I've looked it up.
They always look Mitt Romney.
It looks very Mitt Romney. I guess that's because Mitt Romney is generic white guy.
Any bad Ronald Reagan impression looks Mitt Romney. I'm rich! That's Mitt Romney from
Epic Rap Battles.
Nice. I had no idea you were going to be able to fit that into the podcast.
You mentioned Mitt Romney like 4 or 5 times. I was like, where is it?
All right, so that about wraps it up for this week. We had a good time.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. I know I don't usually have a call sign or a way to end the show, so this week I actually came up with one. This week and any week after, I'm going to rage quit. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, rage quit, and then we're going to take 5 seconds before Giant Shock plays our outro to just spew all that shit you hear right before somebody hits that Xbox off button. So. All of us are going to go at once. We're going to see how this goes. And even if it goes horrible, it's going to be a new call sign.
Okay.
So, John Shack, you ready? Well, then 1, 2, 3, rage quit.
I God. Bet you're going to quit.
I didn't even
There's
know the
no
buttons.
Way
I didn't even
your
know
leg.
The buttons. That's
that
not fair.
Bang your
mom. Now let me pause it for a second and just check it. Are you kidding me?
Buy me a ticket to your house.
Don't think I won't show up.
Up and fuck your mom.
I'm an Xbox developer. I'm gonna ban your account.
I fucked your mom.
Go check. She's totally satisfied.
You're a faggot.
Faggot?